Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state will protect dozens of Texas Democrats who fled to the Prairie State on Sunday over GOP efforts to redraw the Lone Star State's congressional maps. Pritzker spoke alongside some of the Texas state lawmakers at a press conference in the Chicago suburb of Carroll Stream last night.
So Trump came up with a new scheme. Rig the system by ramming through a corrupt mid-decade redistricting plan that would steal five congressional seats, silencing millions of voices, especially Black and Latino voters.
Pritzker says Texas Democrats are doing the right thing in leaving their state to deny Republicans quorum during their special session. Texas Republicans are working to draw a new congressional map that could help them pick up five additional seats in Congress. Governor Greg Abbott says the Democratic lawmakers must return to Texas by today or face removal from office. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has released findings from two investigations into an accident at the Quad Cities nuclear power plant in Cordova. WVIK's Brady Johnson reports that Constellation Energy has agreed on a set of actions to address misconduct and regulatory violations.
The inspections stem from an incident in 2023 when improperly closed coolant valves drained water from the Unit 1 reactor. The water sprayed two plant workers who were then not properly tested for radiation exposure. The NRC ultimately found the exposure did not exceed federal safety limits, but investigators found employees inaccurately documented the incident and deliberately failed to report it to federal regulators. One operator admitted to falsifying reports, fearing retaliation from management. Both workers have since been fired. The NRC's confirmatory order issued last month says Constellation has agreed to implement more safety and training measures, including a fleet-wide survey of its nuclear plants. The NRC has yet to issue a decision on regulatory enforcement actions against the power plant operator. Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
More than 13,000 people searched Iowa's unique childcare website in the 9 months since its launch. Iowa Childcare Connect lets Iowans search for open childcare slots for their kids, and policymakers can use it to see which parts of the state have a higher need for more childcare services options. Paige Smothers is a owner and director of Sprouts Early Learning Academy in Carlisle and says it's easy and quick to submit her center's availability to be displayed on the state's website.
And I was surprised that as a center, I've been able to use that information too. Like when we were trying to explain some differences in our enrollment numbers. So it's just been very, very attainable, very accessible, and very user-friendly for both the family and the centers.
Smothers says since the website launched, she's noticed more families that drive through Carlisle to get to work each day are reaching out to her for childcare services. And state leaders say it's been a success that other states are considering copying. The Illinois State Fair gets underway in Springfield this week. WBEZ's Alex Degman gives us this preview.
It kicks off Thursday, August 7th with a Twilight Parade and a free concert from
Father of Mine.
Everclear starts 11 days of free shows at the Grand Central Stage. These concerts are one way that State Fair manager Rebecca Clark says they're making things more affordable.
Every day of the Illinois State Fair, kids 12 and under are free. We have a $2 admission day. Our carnival offers a $3 ride day and a $2 ride day.
This year also features a pickleball tournament, a craft beer tasting competition, and several new ways to eat invasive carp, which is now called Kopi. The Illinois State Fair runs from August 7th through the 17th in Springfield. I'm Alex Degman.
And the Iowa State Fair also kicks off this week on Thursday in Des Moines. Davenport police report a motorcyclist died Sunday after colliding with an SUV on West 8th Street. A 49-year-old man was riding eastbound when his motorcycle was struck by the car driving north on Madison Street around 2 p.m. The motorcyclist died later at a local hospital. The 19-year-old driver in the SUV was transported also to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. This is WVIK News.